Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Pastor Linda, and welcome to Lunch with Pastor Linda. Hopefully, you're having a wonderfully blessed day and that God has revealed himself to you in a way that only he can do this morning, this afternoon, this evening in some places. But I just wanted to come and share a little bit of encouragement and empowerment with you. And today, I just kind of want to talk about over the past week, last week, I talked a lot about God's design for you and how we are supposed to surrender to God's design. And then last night, didn't make it quite at noon, but I came in later and I talked about war room and how we have to strategically go before the Lord and play our situations, our circumstances, the things that are going on in our lives that are not ideal, setting them at the master's feet and letting him have control over our lives. And I today want to kind of go back to the design, because sometimes we forget that we were made for this. We forget that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, and that he knew before time began what we would go through and what that was going to do to our psyche, what that was going to do to our habits, our hang-ups, and things of that nature. And so I love Psalms 139, and I want to go to that because we read scriptures, and they're powerful. I mean, every scripture in the Bible is powerful, but we read these powerful scriptures and we take them for granted, and we forget that they are there to empower us, they're there to encourage us, they're there to shine the light of heaven on our souls and to give us the understanding and the clarity that we need. And I love that the Word of God says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. So today I hope to give an understanding or a little bit of clarity. Let's go to Psalms 139. I'm just going to be picking and choosing some scriptures because I just kind of want you to understand. And I'm not going to give a lot of my opinion. I'm not going to give a lot of my insight. I'm just going to read the scripture and let the Spirit of God speak to your mind. But starting with Psalms 139, it says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsittings and my uprisings. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. I don't know about you, but this means that God knows me through and through. He knows those buttons that people push that make me go off to the left. He knows those buttons that people push that make me go off to the right. He knows when I'm walking right. He knows when I'm walking wrong. He knows when I'm feeling all right. He knows when I'm feeling wrong. He knows all of these things about me. And the greatest thing is, he sees them afar off. He sees my emotions afar off. He sees my thoughts afar off. He knows what tomorrow is going to hold and what next week is going to hold up for me. And he knows what next year is going to bring about in my life. And he already has a plan that's going to allow me to come out victorious, because like I said just a few minutes ago, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Somebody got to catch that right now, because you're going through a situation that took you by surprise. But it didn't take God by surprise. God knew that it was coming. Even last night, I confessed that I made some decisions without God, and God had to rebuke me and say, you didn't even come to me. You didn't even pray about it. When it started to unravel, you still didn't take it before me. You still tried to use your own intellect, your own wisdom, your own knowledge, your own way of doing things, your own habits to get yourself out of that, and you dug it deeper. And now when everything was just out of hand now, so now I'm going to God and saying, God, I need your guidance. But he's like, why didn't you come to me first? And so God already knew that I was going to come, I was going to do that. He already knew that I wasn't going to go to him at the beginning or in the middle, but when everything was at the end and it was like, oh, God, this is too much for me. I can't handle it. I'm in a bad situation. I need you to come through. He knew that I was going to come to him, and he knew he was going to gently rebuke me and say, Linda, you know better than this. You know to come to me first. The word of God says, acknowledge me in all thy ways. But yet he still had a plan. And he said reassuringly, I got this. I'm going to handle this. But now I know, Linda, don't ever put yourself in this situation again. You put yourself in this situation. God didn't put you here. You put yourself in it. But God has a way out for you because of his loving kindness, because of his mercy, because of his grace. And so I love that it says he knows me inside and out. He knows my uprisings and my downfallings. He already took all of that into consideration when he called me into ministry. And so then it goes on and it says, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. So anything that I'm about to say, it kind of makes me laugh because I know Christians that say, you know, this cuss word is in the Bible, so I can use it. God already knew you were going to make that logical stance or argument about cussing, and you were going to cuss. He already knows what's in your mouth. He already knows your vocabulary. He already knows what you're going to say. Yeah. So when you tell that lie, when you withhold some things, he already knows that. We're dealing with a God that knows us through and through. Let's go down, and I'm going to go down to verse 17. It says, how precious also are thy thoughts, talking about God, unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. So now let's think about it. So God knows us through and through, yet he's constantly thinking about us. And it's not just one or two thoughts. You know, one of the lines that men normally bring up is, you know, you must be tired because you've been running through my mind all day. That's a true statement for God. We've been running through his mind all day. And think about the billions of people on this earth, and they are running through his mind all day. He's thinking about all of us all the time. His thoughts towards us are great. That's what the word says. And then it says, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. And so here it says that God is thinking about us. He sees our enemies, and because we are his, he is going to come. He is going to fight our battles against our enemies. Let's go up a little bit. I want to back up a little bit. And I want to go to verse 12. It says, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. So you think you're doing something in the cold of night, and God is saying, you know what, it might as well be daylight because I can still see you, boo. Okay, that's what God is saying right there. Okay, and then it says, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So guess what? We know what to do and how to do it. That's what that is saying. We know how to do it. We know when to do it. We know the right thing to do. We choose to do the wrong thing. But we need to start to understand that God already knew we were going to make that choice. We have free will. He allows us to make the choice. If we didn't have free will, he would say, you know what, I know you want to make this choice, but you bet not. You bet not go over there, but that's not what he says. He says, go ahead, make the choice. Because once you get over there, I got something planned for you. Once you get there, I got something planned for you. I want us to get this because I think we look at it as, you know, God, you know, we serve an all-knowing God, right? He knows everything.
So there's nothing that takes him by surprise. He knows everything. There's nothing you can say or do or become that surprises God. There's nothing that can come into your life that surprises God. And so we forget that, and we think because we it took us by surprise, or because we didn't figure it out, or because we didn't think it all the way through, that God hasn't thought it all the way through. But he has, and he doesn't stop us from doing it. He allows us to do it because we have free will. He could have stopped Cain from killing Abel, but he allowed Cain to kill Abel because Cain has a free will. And that free will said, I want to kill my brother. And then the free will said, I want to lie to God about it. And God allowed it. He didn't stop it. He allowed it. He could have. He knew what was coming. He could have said, hold your peace. You know, don't say nothing. Don't you do it. Don't you say nothing. Just go over there and sit in the corner. Time out for you. He could have done that, but he didn't. Oh, my God, somebody going to catch that in a minute. And so it says, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. I'm reading verse 4, or 15 now. When I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. Catch it. Yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. So God, even before you existed, God was thinking about you, and he wrote every part in his book. You know, part number 1,275,000 is going to be Linda's right arm. That's what he wrote in his book. So he has all the parts that God issued to me, all the parts he was going to issue to me before I was even a twinkle in my daddy's eye. He wrote all those parts down. He wrote down my nature. He wrote my DNA out. He knew exactly what I was going to do, when I was going to do it, how I was going to do it. He knew every wrong decision I was going to make. He knew every right decision I was going to make. He knew every time my temper was going to flare up. He knew that I was going to be a bully. He knew that I was going to have control issues. He knew that I was going to have issues with authority. He knew that he was going to call me into ministry. He knew that I was going to be a pastor and I was going to be groomed to become an apostle. He knew all of that. He knows what my next 10 minutes after I get off this radio broadcast, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do. He already knows what's going to irk me and what's going to make me happy. He already knows that. I'm ending with this. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, and I read this again, but I want to read it again. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. So guess what? Even though God knows that today is not going to be a good day for Linda, God is still with me. I believe I was watching Billy Graham's daughter, and I can't remember her name, so Billy Graham's daughter, or one of Billy Graham's daughters, and she was preaching, and she says that when you have God living on the inside of you, when you sin, because God is on the inside of you, you carry him throughout that sin. So it's almost like if you, you know, if you smoke a cigarette, God is smoking that cigarette. If you steal a candy bar, God is stealing that candy bar. If you lie, God is lying. Why? Because he's on the inside of you, and so everything that you do, he has to do because you are his temple and you are carrying him about. Now, he might turn his head and be like, don't do it, but he still is partaking in that because he's on the inside of you. And being on the inside of you, it's like your eye can't not see pornographic pictures if you're looking at them. Your eye can't turn and look the other way. Your mind has told your eye to look at what you're looking at, and so it has to look at it. And so if you're doing something and God is on the inside of you, then he is doing that also. And when you think about it that way, maybe it will make, if we thought about it that way, maybe it would keep us from doing some of the things that we do if we know that by me doing this, it's not so much God is seeing me do it, but God is experiencing it also. God, when I get high, God is getting high. When I, you know, beat my wife or beat my husband or beat my children and it's overly done, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about child abuse, not the other stuff. You shouldn't be hitting on one another. You man and wife, you shouldn't be hitting. There shouldn't be no domestic violence, and I'm not condoning that. What I'm saying is that when you do these things, when you do these god-awful things, and you think that you're doing it and it's with your own strength, and it's what you want to do, and it's how you want to do it, and if you're not going to let anybody take advantage of you, and you're going to make sure that they know this, that, and the other, when you're making those type of decisions and you say that God lives on the inside of you, then guess what? Experiencing that. He's right there with you. He's not looking down on you and saying, oh, don't do that, child. He is right there with you. And you have grieved him, immensely grieved him. And so when you think about it, let's really think about what we're doing when we say that when we say that we are walking with God, when we say that we're talking with God. Let's really think about what we're doing, because he knows us better than we know ourselves. He's already seen the length of our life. The Bible says that our days are numbered, and he knows the day that we're supposed to be no more. He knows that day already, and he sees and he allows us to live our lives, but he already knows what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and the outcome of it. And so let's keep that in mind. He's not forcing us to do anything. He already knows what we're going to do. And he's made allowances for it. He's made a plan to, if you make the wrong decision, to get you out. He's made a plan if you make the right decision to reward you. He's already there. He's already knowing. When we come to him and we confess to him, he says, yeah, child, I know. I got you. I got you. Because of his love, because of his kindness, because of his grace, and because of his mercy, we don't get the judgments we ought to get for the deeds that we do. Somebody ought to thank him, because I know me, I should be dead, sleeping in my grave, on my way to a fiery place for eternity. There should be no place where I can go and seek the kind of redemption that God gives me. Oh, but the grace of God. Oh, but the mercy of God. So you be blessed, you be encouraged, and I'll be back tomorrow. I know we ran over a little bit, but I wanted to get it all out to you. So we'll see you tomorrow with Lunch with Pastor Linda. Be blessed.